first I want to talk about what deed restrictions are. They're covenants that run with the land, and they're filed a record in the real property records. They usually begin at the time that a neighborhood is developed, when the original plat maps for the neighborhood are filed in the real property records. The developer will sit down and decide what kind of rules are going to govern this community that they're developing. And those rules are filed a record in the real property records along with the plat map. Sometimes the plat map will have deed restriction language on it. Sometimes deed restrictions are separately filed in different instruments. Sometimes there are amendments filed to those deed restrictions. There are lots of different ways, but what makes them official is the filing in the real property records. I'm going to loosely follow this handout. But again, I'm going to cover a lot of information today. You'll have this to take with you if you need to look back at it later on. The Harris County Clerk's Office is who maintains the real property records. I know a lot of neighborhoods are really good, and I think your neighborhood does this as well. They've got a great website where information is posted online. If you're not sure what your deed restriction language says, it's posted there and available for you. But if you ever want the official copy of your deed restrictions, that's what's filed of record in the real property records in Harris County. It's located downtown at 201 Caroline, second floor. Contact information is in your packet. If ever you're not sure what your property is bound by, that's where you go to look for it. The clerk's office has done a really good job over the last 3 years or so at making a lot of that data available online. And what they started doing is uploading deeds and plat maps, and they started from current time going back in time. I don't know how far back they've gotten, because I'm a little bit spoiled. I've got title examiners that pull this information for my office. But always check online first on their website, because you may be able to find that information online without wasting a trip and dealing with parking downtown and all of that nonsense. So all of that information is available here.